promise of our beaches, birds, thriving arts, and downtown culture.
And then the vision statement is kind of like where we see ourselves going, and that would be to be nationally recognized as the birding capital and finest family destination in North America. Is everyone good with that? Y'all are awfully quiet today.
I move to approve.
You move to approve?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Anybody have any thoughts, questions, comments, concerns?
Who seconded that?
I will.
Okay, Sue Crow. All in favor?
Yay.
Okay, I didn't know. Did you want to go over the SWOT analysis, or you want me to? We have it all
I'm
typed up.
I'm more than happy to.
Yeah.
If you want me to.
Christy Bishop was really the one that just took over and ran through, you know, getting everything written down for us. So I'm going to let you handle that one.
Sure. So SWOT analysis is something that you do in marketing in order to understand what internal strengths and weaknesses you have, also what external marketing opportunities and threats you have. We brainstormed on the strengths. We decided we're birding, geographical location, proximity to San Antonio, Austin, and Houston, affordable rentals, Heidi and BCTC members. Weaknesses were signage and public awareness, cleanliness of city, lack of activities, no additional staff, civic center needs updating, lack of appeal and city reputation, funding and red tape. Opportunities were identified as partnerships with other cities and chambers, such as Palacios, Sargent, and Matagorda, developing a marketing plan, winter Texans, developing sample itineraries, develop volunteer listing, work with local youth and schools, develop vacation tour packages. Threats were surrounding competition, i.e. other travel areas, and natural disasters.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Okay, so, and then I guess whenever we were talking about working on the action plan going for the strategic planning goals that we assess with our strategic planning session, we actually came up with the marketing plan, which you'll be talking about in a little bit. Do you want to just continue on, Christy? You're doing so good.
Oh, sure.
You're not getting paid, though.
That's not uncommon for a lot of the work I do. Full Moon Concert Series Plan, January Camo Fest Weekend, Wolf Moon Concert Downtown, Higher Country Band, first week in June, the Strawberry Moon Jazz and Crawfish at Riverside, promote camping and RVs, glamping, Mingo Fish Trap. First weekend in November, Harvest Moon, Day of the Dead, Fright Night, Higher Spasmatics, which I'm a huge fan personally, side comment, at Latul Park in 2019. The Visit Bay City Action Plan, Marketing Plan, Logo Brand Vendor was approved, will take 3 months to complete. Tech Marketing, next budget cycle, pending approval for social media and photography contract. Destination awareness, some in process, like the Houston's Visitor's Guide and Billboard. Identify other markets and advertising opportunities. Shay was spearheading that. Everyone come with ideas for radio or other magazines. Promote art, culture, and history. Jeff was taking that one. Historic driving itinerary, aka a driving tour and map. Ask Historic Association for partnerships. Create destination materials, birding map, Heidi and Sue were heading that up. Sample itineraries of things for visitors to do. Key map with fishing guides, boat ramps, fishing piers, camping, and bird blinds. Press packages with a journalism contact list. Write up key information and events for travel writers. Hire Karen Restivo. Film and TV, update photo library with professional photos. I'm doing some of that. Cleanup campaign, we need a captain for that to combine with the Love Where You Live. Identifying funding resources for that. like the GLO, Keep Texas Beautiful, TxDOT, Don't Mess with Texas, compile volunteer lists, letter from BCTC to sheriff, constable, city, and county officials. I think that letter we were talking about, for those of you that weren't in that meeting, sending them a letter letting them know that littering enforcement is a huge thing for us, especially being a tourist destination. We would encourage them to step that up.
Yeah,
this is a nice way to say it. More trash receptacles on the beach and around town and in parks. Littering signage. Next item was staff augmentation requested in the 2019 budget. Stopped after goal three, resume other three on July 25th.
Yeah, that's our next meeting where we'll meet again. So if anyone wants to come and be a part of the last three action plan for the goals, come on. And I think that we had talked about hiring Karen, but you know, something's happened and we've located or a potential different writer to take care of that. But we have to look at the budget and see how much, you know, we can mm-hmm. afford to pay to have them do that. So we will be
working
on that.
Time is that meeting on the 25th?
At 3 o'clock, right? We're going to do 2 hours again from 3 to 5 on the 25th.
I'm on that one, too.
Yes.
Okay.
And we've already booked it with the...
What time is that?
3 p.m. on July 25th.
3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I guess the only other thing is we need to find out when the next Historic Association meeting is.
Do you know? Won't be until August.
Won't be until August, okay.
Do we need to contact someone to get on that agenda now?
I can put y'all on there.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Well, thank you, David. So did anyone have any questions or concerns about what we've come up with so far? A lot of this, we're just kind of waiting on our budget to see what's going to be approved for what we can actually do for next year. But we have for the first time mission, vision, statement, and actual action plans to some goals, which feels very good.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. So I guess we'll go ahead and approve what we've come up with so far.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
I'll make a motion we approve it.
Okay, Pam.
Second.
And Shay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Not calling.
Somebody does.
Sorry.
Agenda item number three, receive the Strategic Planning Committee's update on the logo/branding campaign for Visit Bay City. I just wanted y'all to be aware and have some paperwork. It's on page 10, so you can kind of see how long this project is going to take to get from start to finish. We did have the attorneys adapt the contract so we could go ahead and sign it. Feel comfortable signing that contract between the City of Bay City and Rhyme and Reason Design. So we're looking at about, as soon as we get it signed, there's an issue, they signed the wrong part of the contract, so we had to send it back to them and get them to send it back to us. We should have that by tomorrow, so we can go ahead and start the research and immersion with the company. But, you know, they're going to be looking at identifying different people that want to be involved in that project. So, you know, obviously, the subcommittee that's doing the action plan is the one that decided to go with this company. So they will be involved. I believe that we have all people from the different communities. We have Pam and Christy, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure about Tiger, so we should probably reach out mm-hmm. to him and recognize some other stakeholders in the communities, make sure that we get them involved with it. So, you know, everybody's happy with it.
Was there any discussion about the name?
Yeah, about, remember we was going to try to have a meeting with
no.
the
mayor? Yeah, there wasn't any discussion, but I have a question. So we had talked about how we come up with a design, and then we can use that same design in the different places.
sub-logos.
Sub-logos, yes,
which
right.
do cost extra. It's right. not part of the...
What is the extra cost on that? Do you recall?
I think it's $5,000 for okay. the extra.
Because what I think we need to do to accommodate the mayor's request and also everyone, and I feel what y'all feel on it. I feel like we need to do like the Visit Bay City and then have Matagorda County at the bottom. And then Visit Matagorda, Matagorda County. Visit Palacios, Matagorda County. And if we can get all of that uniform, I think it's going to make everyone happy.
Mm-hmm. So, I like that idea.
Yeah. I do too. Well, the birding is Matagorda County.
Exactly, yes. exactly.
And the historic, if we, I don't know if there's a Matagorda County historic, but we've got a lot of historical things in this county.
There it used to be.
Could be county-wise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there? Yes. Is Annalise still
that could be a county-wide thing.
Right,
also.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. I think that if we do that and we brand it that way, I think that
I
it's going to keep everyone happy, and then all of the logos will correspond, and, you know.
We have to all work together.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I don't think that we need any action on that. Agenda item number 4, discuss, consider, and or approve billboard advertising location for Visit Bay City. Yeah, and that's all in your package there. If you look on page 12, you can see how much they're charging per month on the bottom at the rate and kind of see the location. You know, they are expensive. Billboards are just expensive. And so, you know, most of them are on the left side of the highway facing south, which, you know, to me, that makes sense if you're headed south yep. to have something. But yep. there are ones that are located on the right side of the highway, but you're going north.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm not sure it's, I guess, you know, we can decide today. Y'all can take this and look at it. Maybe send me some emails of what you want to do. But the subcommittee is supposed to be making the final decision on this, I believe, as part of the marketing plan. But I just want to get some input, what y'all thought. We had the person, the representative with Lamar, send us different things, not just for Highway 59, Highway 71, or off of I-10, but also she sent us some options off of Highway 6 and Hitchcock or... Highway 185 in Port Lavaca, or is it 35 close to 185? I keep on getting it confused. It's on
it
Highway 35.
Yes.
I mean.
But what areas are you wanting to target, though, Heidi?
Well, it's us.
From what? I know, but what areas are you trying to target? Trying to target Houston coming? You know,
yeah.
us coming, Houston people, what or
what
area
yeah.
are you trying to target? To get people to come to Bay City.
Well, I was initially thinking Highway 59 or I-10.
Right.
You know, and just whoever's right. traveling along that highway that gets right. close to 60 or right. 71.
Right.
But, you know, I think visibility is the key. I'm not sure right. that someone's going to... Unless, I feel like if you're an RVer or a winter Texan and you're on a more rural highway, you're probably going to be more likely to come here, you know, mm-hmm. if you're road tripping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They pretty much have their itinerary set before they ever leave home.
That's right.
Yeah.
right. Exactly. Most of them do.
Yeah.
I feel like if we were to find some billboards that we could plug like directly into the places that we want to compete with, like, you know, Galveston or Corpus or something like that, we may not get them when they're there that time, but they're going to try us the
maybe.
Next time that they go. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if maybe that would be cheaper just because of... you know, location and highway.
I-10's gonna be expensive.
yeah, and 45.
Yeah.
Which is why she had Highway 6, you know,
yeah.
that piece between mm-hmm. Hitchcock and...
they're going so fast on I-10, they don't see it.
Yeah.
85.
yeah, or 71.
Yeah,
you know, the first one that they have, she has one that's facing north on the right side of the road,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it'll cost... $3,300, but if y'all are not really satisfied with what you see, I can ask about some more prices.
The one about location 7 with 185 in Calhoun County.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in Calhoun County. I worked at when it was Union.
The one in Port Lavaca.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all your people that work at all your chemical plants in that area go through that intersection.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
so you're trying to do family. Yeah. I mean, there's, because you've got, well, it's what is now, it's used to be BP Chemical, and now it's
Formosa's there, and
all kinds of stuff. Anyway, curls around. This is down here by Tivoli.
That's like Tivoli.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going to Sea Drift. Mm-hmm. That's the road. That's that little jig and jag. Mm-hmm. But all the people going, trying to get through that intersection, even spin a U-turn right there in a parking lot. It's, you know, it's kind of strange.
Is that one next to all those plants down there? I don't know where 185 spits out.
Okay, you're going, there's another road right here, comes down here. But this is past Port Lavaca, but towards mm-hmm. Rockport.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, this jags, and it goes all the way down here through Longmont. That's where my mom used to live. My son lived in Sea Drift, so I know the plants.
Okay.
The plants here around Bloomington and stuff go that way.
Okay.
So I'm saying there's a lot of traffic because it's daily workers. And, I mean, we drove all the way over here to Matagorda to go to the beach because
mm-hmm.
we just didn't like the shells. You know, yeah, Indianola and Alamo and, yeah.
And that's down there?
Mm-hmm. That's nothing but shells.
Yeah.
Oyster shells.
They know your beach.
Well, I will tell you that we did a billboard. Mm-hmm. Well, I just did a billboard over there in front of Tenaris. Mm-hmm. And when I would go to their, we'd have the meetings, mm-hmm. and we would go over there, and I would say, well, have y'all ever come to Flash? Well, where's Flashes? And I said, we have a billboard right in front of y'all's business. And they're like, oh, we've never seen that.
Yeah.
And it was right there. When they drive out, it was right there in front of them.
I guess people didn't know where the Welcome to Bay City signs were either. I had to go look for myself. Everything's moved out to the city limits.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that's not a good thing, but I'm just letting you know that a lot of the workers, their mind is heading home.
But I'm going, they're doing donuts because they're coming from 185, hitting 35 south, flipping to go 35
right.
north.
Right. Yeah.
In a you know, a parking, what do you call it, when you know,
a parking ride,
a parking,
yeah, parking ride,
ride,
yeah. Thing, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. They flip in that all the time,
right?
And so it's there,
right?
There's just so if you take the rate, you know, per mm-hmm.
yeah, you can
per,
do it for six
per
weeks
or and you divide that by the weekly impressions to get your cost per impression,
yeah.
It varies widely depending on,
sure. Yeah.
With the least expensive being number six, and mm-hmm. the most expensive being number seven. So that's something to consider too, because mm-hmm. you know, not like she said, not everyone's going to look at it. So more impressions, mm-hmm. more traffic driving by on that road.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the other thing to think about, you know, billboards are kind of a thing of the past. I mean, a lot of people, you know, that was where you got advertising. You were looking at billboards, and you'd see, come visit the caves near Austin. You'd start driving and find out they're 300 miles away, you know. That's that kind of stuff. But now, nowadays, everybody looks, where do they look? They look on
internet.
Their phone. They look mm-hmm. on the internet to find where to go,
yeah.
what's near. We might do better to spend more money. Maybe do a couple of billboards, put the rest of the money into
internet
advertising. Mm-hmm. Do more internet. You know, I think that's where people look when they're traveling. No RVers and different
yeah.
people. You know,
from billboards, you might get them next vacation.
Well, the other thing about the one on 35 is it is on the Birding Trail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
the Coastal Birding Trail.
I'm not,
so
yeah,
you have
the birders.
Yeah.
You
talk to
birders,
you talk
right.
to people coming to, I mean, you're number one in North America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying that, I'm not against that for certain places, but I don't think overall that is the most effective way to advertise mm-hmm. in this day and age. I think I don't pay that much attention to billboards, you know.
I think it has to be something super catchy.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone to be like, oh, well, let me Google that, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
that looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was there. You know, well, I mean, some of these are pretty close to us. So what I like about it mm-hmm. is maybe, you know, almost the Bucky style. Like,
that's
you
what
know,
I was
62
just
miles
right.
to
yeah.
paradise or whatever.
Yeah.
Or 62
yeah.
miles to the best
clean restrooms.
Like,
yeah.
yeah. Everybody sees the Bucky billboard.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to do something that really.
Yeah. So I agree. I agree with that.
Well, Oswell has a kind of a cool thing because they have their kids for schools do their billboards down mm-hmm. the highway mm-hmm. during that Oswell, which is big, huge, you know.
Yeah.
Bird center too. So.
Well.
I think billboards has got birds.
Yeah. I know, and I'm thinking like a big Facebook mm-hmm. logo with yeah. like the
birds love where you live.
Like the milk campaign. Got birds.
Got birds.
Yeah. Joe's yeah. Crab Shack did that with Got Crabs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got Crabs.
That's cool.
It'll catch people's attention.
Yeah.
And it will be simple enough to look at and read when you're going 80 miles an hour.
Well,
who flies 80 miles an hour down that road?
I think you need to be
everybody. You want to do what?
Even if you put birding capital of North America.
Yeah.
That's going to get people's attention.
Well, just, our new mural that some people are against.
I love the new mural.
I think it's great, and I think people notice that.
Oh, absolutely.
I think people coming through town, driving down 35.
That was it.
Notice that mural. I mean, it's beautiful. It's well done. You know, and that attracts attention there.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing.
So what do y'all think? Y'all want to get some that are closer, further away? You want to move to Galveston County?
I would say get one out, you know, where you got a lot of traffic. You got a lot of traffic on 35.
I mean, if you're going to spend money on a billboard, it just needs to be in the middle of
35
something where there's a lot going on.
Any suggestions?
And I don't think it needs to be too far away. Yeah. I don't think that's going to
be. We can talk to Little John about that thing.
Well, that one, but we talked about one outside of the county.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I think out on, you know, like you said, on the one on 71 or someplace like that.
You want to stay on 71?
Or 59 by Louise, that one. You know, by Louise down here.
So more options on 71.
People from Austin.
I
think we need to do some more research on it.
Yeah, I think you probably need to look at it a little more.
Let's look into that more. Yeah.
I've got my marching orders. I will research it.
I really like the first one on 71 because it's off of the Colorado River. Mm-hmm.
I know that's what Scotty and I were looking at earlier.
Right. I think 71's a good that one.
And it's just, you know, 11,000 impressions compared to the
other
64,000.
That would
or the
be my choice. Would be
33,000
if we had to do something right away. And
but the thing is, it only costs $3,300 for a year.
Right.
Right.
I think
to
give it a stab.
Well, we could try. That's
right. We could try.
Do y'all want to make a motion on that now and just go ahead and get started on it, or you want to let the subcommittee take care of it?
Let the
subcommittee
do it.
Put it on
the back. I
move that we vote to.
I think to start on one.
To start on one.
Yeah. Somebody
okay, this is what we'll do. We'll go ahead and make the decision and go with this one.
Right.
And then we will let the subcommittee decide what goes on the vinyl.
Right.
How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So then Christy's made a motion. We'll go with option one to start. And it's cheap. We can dip our toe in the water.
Yeah.
Do we have a second?
It needs to be bird.
I'll second.
Bird
Sam? Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then we'll let the subcommittee handle the marketing on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Sound good?
So sorry, it's 71 and 90.
Okay. And we can afford it. Yay. Okay. Cool. Moving on to the next agenda item, number 5, discuss, consider, and or approve the sponsorship application for the Palacios Pavilion filed by the Palacios Beautification Committee. And I believe that we are on page 21. Debbie Morris is the one that officially submitted the application. She could not be here today, but she sent Mr. Rusk here. Or David, are you taking
David?
Oh, both of you.
She
okay.
Sent both of us.
All right. do you guys want to just give us a basic overview of what you're looking for here? I know you filed under category 1, which is the Convention Center or Visitor Information, construction improvement, equipping, repairing, operation, and maintenance of Convention Center facilities or Visitor Information Centers or both.
So do this, I guess, if you could just tell us, you know, what exactly, I mean, we the $15,000, that's a little out of our budget at this point.
The pavilion is there, it's open, and it's actively being rented.
It is.
There's a few things that we still need to take care of. One is get promotional material out there for it. And so I think we're looking for some funding to help with that and improve some of the signage we have too. So right now it's, the pavilion's there, but we have nothing saying, you know.
So signage within town?
Yes.
So wayfinding signage? Okay.
And for the building itself.
And what are you looking for the building exactly? The only reason I ask is because we have to be very specific on how hotel motel tax money is spent.
Right. I think, I'm just reading this and you're right. At first we were doing number one, but I really think we're targeting number three.
Okay.
On the category, advertising and promotional programs. We're trying to get brochures and try to connect out to cities and information out of the region to promote Matagorda County and the pavilion as a destination and as an event location for weddings and stuff like that to attract hotel occupancy.
Can you tell us a little, I know I was there, but can you tell everyone here about your regatta that you just had a few weeks ago that was able to utilize the facility?
Yes. Each year they have a youth regatta, a sailboat race, and so
it attracts from all over the state.
Yes.
Okay.
And come from Dallas, Austin, Galveston, and it's a 3-day event, and they have a registered Friday night, and Saturday morning they have races, and Sunday morning races. About, well, this time we had 45 youth sailboats. The year before we had 90. This year we swapped with Rockport. We usually have our regatta in August before they go to school, and we switched with Rockport because they got tore up down there.
Mm-hmm.
So they
they're still not ready.
Yeah, they're still trying to get it ready. And so we did that. Everybody really liked the location, the place, and we're trying to get advertising out to those cities for other youth regattas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a circuit that they do all over. So we get information in their magazine and to get people down in Matagorda County. Yeah.
There was an adult regatta going on at the same time as that regatta, so that's part of the reason why we didn't have as many kids, because some of the parents have to follow their parents.
Mm.
But it was also a place for the, instead of doing everything outside, the people were able to go and sit and be able to watch their kids because it looks over the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also had a place instead of, because the chamber, we served a meal on Saturday, so it was able to be done inside instead of fighting the wind and everything on the outside. So mm-hmm. they really loved the pavilion, being able to have it there.
Yeah, and I know you guys, you know, you just, when did you officially open?
Yeah, I think May.
Yeah, it was the same night as the tourism celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
right,
because I missed the ribbon cutting down there.
The first event was Easter Sunday in April.
Yeah, that was our soft opening trial run.
Yes. And I guess the question is, because, you know, we definitely want to help the other facilities around here, you know, as long as it's promoting Heads and Beds and the hotels. Yeah. And I know that you said that every hotel out in Palacios was booked, and
yes,
you know, we're hoping, you know, some of them come up here. I know that we get a lot of people from Petal Palacios that come up here and stay in our hotels, but it's all about the Heads and Beds.
Yes.
With the sponsorship.
I mean, every hotel in Palacios was booked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they said the Luther, the cars were everywhere at the Luther.
Yeah.
What's the occupancy of this pavilion?
175.
Okay. And it's beautiful.
It
I
is.
Finally got to see
beautiful.
It a couple
mm-hmm.
Mondays ago.
Yes,
we got a
you can also fit
tour.
Another couple, 175 down below.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very
just inside
pretty.
The facility of 175.
What's inside?
There's a kitchen, catering kitchen. There's, of course, restrooms, table chairs,
big room,
TVs, and they can have meetings or
interviews.
It's really, really pretty.
Yeah. dinners and stuff like that.
No.
We had a week during the day, we had a utility association TWA meetings. Mm-hmm. So there are people coming from other areas for their classes. And again, when they're coming down at least over 50 miles, they're gonna stay in a hotel, and I'm sure they did stay. And but we're gathering that information on how many heads and beds are being attracted by being a pavilion event.
Mm-hmm.
And said, but we need to get it out there to, you know, Austin area and San Antonio area and stuff like that. And put that information out there from Matagorda County and another destination spot.
Okay.
It's like in Texas, now, Texas Highways or something like that sounds
Texas
like.
Texas Highways.
Like it could be a good thing to advertise in Texas Highways because that would get it out to everybody.
Yes.
And people would see it, maybe even have a picture of it and something like that, and go along with our other advertising to attract people down here.
Yeah. For sure.
So I would change that number one to a three. I didn't see that.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
We have a couple of nice promotional videos too that we put together.
Yeah, they have a drone footage, and it's really, really nice.
Who could send that to me?
I'll probably give you a stick, a little USB.
Okay.
It's a big file.
Okay.
It's a 360. We send it out to the agencies, NOAA. They wanted a copy of it.
Really?
They're going to do a
nice.
A success story, because that was the CAP, mm-hmm. Coastal Impact Assistance Grant, that and they were excited, and they told us that they heard that we had a 360 view of the pavilion, which I think we were making.
Yeah.
I don't know how they found out. But, so we mailed it to them, we mailed it to the GLO.
Wow.
Went one to GLO, and
he can get it to me, and I could bring it when we meet on the 25th.
Yeah.
That would be good.
And then, of course, you know, our mm-hmm. extension agent, Bill Balboa, is working on a living shoreline project through grants and stuff like that.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. And of course, working with HGAC, trying to get some signage and different programs that they will, like pet waste and litter. They have a program that they're looking at trying to do something promotional expenses, you know, materials for, so we can put in the pavilion. For
I know. I want to know how y'all got that recyclable material signage, because that would be something good whenever we look at our marketing plan. They have, you know, it's all made out of recyclable. You have that sign, and then you have the other, what is it?
The
trash compactor. Mayor would love that. Yeah.
Because
it's recycling. It's a recycling trash section.
Yes, you have recycle and trash. Yes. Both departments in one, you know, mm-hmm. combo unit. And all the benches and everything is all recycled composite material and stuff.
Yeah.
Education and pretty neat.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but yeah, I changed that to number three.
Well, we
whatever fun.
Yes.
We had that set up probably about a year ago while we were struggling trying to find some funds and stuff like that. And we're still trying to, but. Mm-hmm. I think what we need now is really need target on getting the information out.
And the Palacios Beautification Committee is the one that's running this facility?
Yes.
For now, or are they?
Yes.
Volunteer.
And that's the way it's going to stay, you think?
Until we get
someone else to step up.
Hotel
money.
Has to hire.
Get the hot tax.
Yes.
Because that could help somebody. Pay for somebody part time to do the visit, you know.
So when do they need this?
I think they're looking for it pretty quick, right? I mean, this has been waiting for a little bit come through.
Why don't we do up to 3,000 like we do on most of the?
Yeah, we can do up to if that is the will of the Tourism Council. The only thing that I would say, if we do up to 3,000, we also want some. I mean, I know it's not an event, but kind of the same structure of our post-event report to kind of track how many overnight stays we're getting.
Yes.
And then just, you know, before you make any purchases, let us know so we make sure that we're following the state law.
Right. Yeah. Yes. So before we do that, yes.
So is that a motion then, Sue?
Yeah. I'll second.
Second by Karen. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you. Danny, if y'all want to
I know y'all really should go see it. It looks amazing. I mean, it's very heartwarming to see the pavilion come back to life down there. And us, you know, and the air conditioning. Hello.
Yes. It is really pretty.
Do you know when that seawall is going to be done? I keep forgetting to ask.
The piers?
The living seawall, or what are you calling it? I'm sorry.
Living shoreline.
Living shoreline. Thank you.
Bill is working grants through TCEQ.
And that's Bill Balboa?
Yeah.
But you're not quite sure when he'll have it done. I'm just curious.
If you run into Bill, ask Bill.
I'll ask Bill. I've got him on speed dial.
Every time I see him, I ask him.
Should we all get his number?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we're removing agenda item 6 from our meeting today. So we're just going to skip on over that.
Okay.
And move to the tourism manager's report. So we've had 2 concerts since last time that we met. And they were both amazing. Flower Moon was incredibly successful. I'm not sure if we can convince the Art League to do the chalk again, because they are pretty. If we do it again, we would have to do it early spring or fall, just because that asphalt gets so hot. But we definitely want to incorporate that again. And also, the Strawberry Moon, another successful event. The band was amazing. We had so many compliments on them. And the only thing is trying to recruit more food vendors. So I think the plan moving forward is, you know, Kelly Pennywitt and myself have been talking, just because it's so difficult. We haven't even charged them anything to set up at these events. So we have our next events coming up. We know when they are. Just attending some other events and having some business cards to give out to try to bring more people to come. And also the fact that we're moving our next concert, which is the Harvest Moon, that'll be on November the 3rd. Since it'll be at Little Park, it'll be a little bit warmer. It'll be nice having something out there, trying to bring our parks alive. And also Riverside Park, is it open officially or is it soft? Day use only, which is exciting for us. I mean, and we're looking forward to having a big jazz fest out there next summer, so we can really promote the camping in Bay City and our parks. But definitely plan on attending some other festivals to try to recruit vendors. I know I'm going to be going to the Mosquito Fest if anybody wants to come.
You'll find when is that?
Yes, and we're supposed to be checking out the band Bag of Donuts. They're like a Kiss cover band.
Cool.
Yes. So that should be pretty interesting. If anyone wants to come, please join me and Kelly.
When is that?
It's at the end of July, on July 29th, I believe. And then, of course, Scotty and I are going to be scoping out Flip Flop Festival down in Port Lavaca. When is that?
Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
They've moved it now to 3 days.
Yes.
Wow. Start with one.
I have their billboard up.
It's 3
already. I saw it today. Mm-hmm. Was it there?
So right now, it's just our big thing with the concerts is food vendors and finding a good band that's going to attract a lot of people to come from out of town.
Had you asked Poca Playa? They do the rodeo. We have the rodeo.
They were at the food truck festival.
Oh, they were. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we did invite them to Strawberry Moon.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sold out, I think.
Yeah, they sold out.
Yeah, they were delicious. Oh, their food was great. Good. But I don't know if it's just the timing with the back-to-back, because we have Strawberry Moon Friday night, and then for them to come back out again on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
I, I don't know how well that's working anyway with both, I mean, having food vendors at both. Because some of, two of ours canceled because they were there at the Strawberry Moon Festival the night before.
Yeah, Jeff and Las Fuentes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we don't want to pull away from your event.
Las Fuentes pulled out, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff's truck was in the shop, too. I saw it.
I thought Jeff was at...
He came.
I was about to say,
Somebody else pulled out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too.
Are there any like little ice cream carts that people like push around here?
I don't know, and there has to be some kind of food vendor association of people. It's just figuring out where they are and where their network is.
I know there's an ice cream truck out.
We went to El Campo's and they had like 15 food trucks. They were from Houston, area, some from Victoria.
Or maybe we need to charge them. Maybe they think, oh, well,
it's free.
It's free.
I think they pay $50 at the food truck festival.
Yeah, so if y'all know people, please send me their names so we can try to contact them and encourage them to come to our events.
El Campo puts on a big one. They shut down that street right there in town, and I went last year. I didn't go this year.
Yeah.
They have a huge one.
Yes.
Like Jackson does a big one too, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so does Brazoria. Yeah. But it's just finding these people and getting our information in their hands of when our events are, because, you know, that's how they make their living, and they want to come to these events.
They already had it. It's in the spring.
They did. Okay, so in our next thing, we did hire a Main Street person. She sends her apologies. She's out on training this week. I don't know if y'all know Shelly's story. She's going to be taking over, Main Street. Filling in for Patty. She's got some big shoes to fill, but I'm so confident in her. She's going to be amazing. We're working on the Heritage Fest of the Americas, which is September 23rd, which is a Sunday from 1 to 6. We promised that we would help them out with their advertising. We're not paying for their advertising. We're just managing that part of the event for them. And of course, the Main Street Parks and Rec and Visit Bay City are planning on that Flock Fest, which is going to be the first weekend in December. And we're going to try to highlight our Christmas birding. And our historic homes have a historic homes tour. I believe that Parks and Rec is going to be promoting the train depot. So it's going to be all along that line of streets as long as we can. Talk to the people that live in the homes down there.
I've already started.
Thank you, David.
On the Harvest Moon at Tool Park, right? But what time is it?
The Harvest Moon at La Tool Park? That one's going to be in the evening from 7 to 11.
So will you send us an email giving us a list of
the dates, start, if you would.
The Bay City Chamber moved their Christmas parade to the Friday before that weekend, the 7th. Yes. So they're actually doing their Christmas parade on Friday night. That way we can have a weekend of like Christmas things going on to try to attract people over here. Yeah, they usually do it on a Tuesday, the lighted Christmas parade.
So is that like the first Saturday?
The first Friday and Saturday. In December, which is the 7th and 8th.
Because that first Saturday, we have one where Santa comes in on a shrimp boat.
The first Saturday? Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not the first Saturday. Yeah. Is that Seaside Holiday on the Bay? Is the first?
Yeah, the first, first is the first of December.
We're really trying to do some things to attract the birders, is our big thing. So, we will start trying to promote that so people know that the chamber did move their parade. If it doesn't work out, they're going to move their parade back to the Tuesday next year, which is fine with us, but at least we gave it a shot. And we did our Great Texas Catamaran group again, the Great Texas 300, the catamaran race that starts down in South Padre Island and goes up to, is it Surfside? Or Galveston.
They end in Galveston.
Mm-hmm. The beach was horrible. The beaches were so horrible that I had to call Clay to go pull them out of the sand. They got stuck three times, which made it very difficult getting the boats off. So next year, we really need to make sure that whoever it is scraping the beaches gets out there, because they said they won't come back if the beach is the same as it was last year.
Well, they have been maintaining it. The problem this year is that we usually get rain in April and May, and we got rain inland, but none at the beach. We had a month and a half of no rain, and with that fine sugar sand, if it doesn't rain, it doesn't matter.
Well, even if we have someone that we hire to do it for us,
it won't matter if it doesn't rain.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, like they were out there every day.
They won't
day.
Come back.
Yeah,
they said they're not coming.
But that's an anomaly. That's the first time anyone who lives down there has seen that and seen us not get the rain.
It's the first time
April and May
ever had to shut down the beach.
So, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. But they were not in the best moods while they were here. So anyway, that's just one of the things. But we did get them breakfast served, which went over well. They always love it whenever we're able to do that for them. And the murals are complete. The murals are done, everybody.
Got pictures.
We're working on the reveal. We're probably going to do that at early August. So keep your eye out, because we have to get the plaques, and that's going to take a little bit to get the wording and get them plated and this mounting and all that other stuff. So just keep that in mind, and send me your upcoming events, and then I'll get everything together. I think you've already sent me yours.
I sent you our calendar.
Yes. So that way we can be sure.
You got Christmas.
We'll get it all together.
17th of December.
And I know this Thursday we have Shop the Block. Cast is doing their premiere at Neustown Square, and then there's a Tree of Life exhibit this Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Art League right next door. Does anybody... that's my report. That ends my report. Are there any items, comments from any of our members here? Any upcoming events y'all want me to know about?
We have Poker and Flashes on Saturday.
I think I saw that sign.
So we have, it is a Texas Hold'em event, but then we also invite people to just come for the guests, and it's $25. And Thursday night we'll be out there peeling the shrimp. Friday night we'll be out there breading the shrimp, and it'll be fresh on Saturday.
Woo!
And don't But the best part about the peeling the shrimp and battering the shrimp on Friday is that cheese trays, cheese pudding,
and Joanne has a little wine.
It's the drinking handlers, huh?
Yeah. You peel some and then you can eat.
Yeah, and she lets us taste it, and we want to make sure it's good before we serve it to the public.
Of course. Yeah.
They do fry for a few pieces.
Yes,
of
and
it's
got to be quality control. Yes.
Did you want to talk a little, just a quick minute, because you turned in your application for the Sandcastle building?
No, it was for Matagorda today.
Was it?
Done
so
the
it's not.
Castle.
We yeah, really no. need to. I really want to get that going.
I think best case scenario is the spring cleanup is what we're gonna try for. But we talked about it at our last chamber meeting, and the consensus of the Matagorda Chamber was that we wanted to address some other things with the beach before we do an event like that. So just to give you guys an update for that, we're in contact with LCRA is open to the idea. They haven't committed yet to expanding the parking area at the main beach entrance. So where you turn left, not at the pavilion, they want to expand that parking area to 150.
The parking
no, it's just going to
down
where,
at the, okay.
where the temporary bathrooms are, expand that to 150 spots. Because we'd rather people park there because it's safer to swim on that part of the beach than close to the jetties. So LCRA is considering that. We also have a proposal that's going to go in front of commissioners, commissioner's court soon, on increasing the beach permit and using those funds to get more patrols and more trash pickup. So that's kind of the priority for.
When is that meeting?
I don't know if they have it on the agenda yet. We have our chamber lunch coming up next week, I think, and we're going to vote to finally approve it, and then we'll see when it's going to be on for commissioner's court. But that's kind of our chamber's priority, is to kind of get some of these
local issues handled.
I would say beach basics so that we can handle more capacity down there. And so we're probably going to be a little further out on the sandcastle. Mm-hmm. We are, what she's talking about is we did turn in an application for Matagorda today to do that again in October. That's where we had the golf cart parade. Everyone decorated their golf carts and we had like cheer teams marching in the parade. We had a band, we had a fajita cook-off, a margarita contest, and sold fajita plates. It benefits the Matagorda Volunteer Fire Department. We do need judges, so if you're interested in that, and it is an all-day event, so it should be a heads and beds because it starts early. The parade starts to line up at 9 a.m. on Saturday. The event's not over until about 4 p.m. At that point, we'll expect people to go to the beach and hang out for a while. So a really great event for the community, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I know, I was wondering why they don't have beach cleanups after the major holidays with the fireworks.
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying, I wish that we could get together.
The GLO beach cleanups are in the spring and in the fall. Those are the two official ones that we do on Matagorda Beach. Other areas do it four times a year. To be honest, we're kind of like everyone else. We lack volunteers. We lack funding. To make some of it happen, so but baby steps. I think that my personal belief is that we can pick up trash all day long. If we don't have enforcement, there's no point. Or it's just not as effective, if people. But I think once word gets out, because in Galveston, I tell you, I mean, I've been down there with family, I mean, if you just set your drink down in the sand for a second and officers patrolling by, they will stop and talk to you. They're not necessarily going to give you a ticket, but they will let you know, we don't litter on this beach. You better watch that can, make sure that you dispose of your trash properly. So,
yeah, I guess it's been a while since I've been to the beach right after 4th of July, and it's just really disgusting how much garbage is left behind.
I didn't see that much when we were down there Saturday.
I was down there Saturday and Sunday. It was just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But we went out to the point at 3 Mile Cut because we were crabbing. So, Mitchell's cut is a little...
Went down the drinking way, huh?
Hey.
Way down.
We're still being recorded, Donna.
Honey was on vacation.
Having a little vacation time with family. Comments.
Yes. What we have, we're burning capital, and we've got that big wind thing coming in.
I was just about to ask you if you guys knew about that. The county had commissioners had a meeting.
There's a meeting is it on Monday?
Well, they had one. I don't know if they're going to have another one, but they approved it for Peyton. It's called Peyton Wind Farms, LLC. And that's going to affect the birding.
That's going to really affect the birding, which somebody should be really working on.
They're
that.
We are. Right on their path.
I know. The regional U.S. Fish and Wildlife to have them possibly write a letter.
Well, we need to contact Audubon or somebody and let them.
Because it will. Get after because it. I believe the whooping crane is on the list of birds that is
endangered.
If they can prove that'll affect that, then they're going to write a letter.
And the number of birds that would kill was staggering.
That's scary.
So if they can prove that, they'll write up. They're trying right now.
What is the lady's name in Port Lavaca that's such a big boating? The one that had the big dinner at the...
Bridget.
We need to get Bridget on it. Bridget Berger. We need to get Bridget on that.
I'll call
Bridget and tell her.
Call Bridget. What do you want me to tell her? We have a what?
Tell her we need some help because we got a...
Peyton Wind Farm.
Peyton Wind Farms.
We've already called the U.S. Fish and Wildlife to get them to write.
Is it going to put how many is it? It's going to kill a lot of birds.
Yeah. Well, sandhill cranes are in the same family as the hoopers. So
sandhill cranes is a bunch.
We have a majority of those. Mm-hmm.
The public hearing is at the courthouse Monday morning, 9:45 at the commissioner's meeting. Okay. This next Monday.
Wait.
What day is that? That's
the 16th.
July 16th, next Monday at 9:45? Thank you, Alan.
I have to double check my paper, but I think it's been 9 o'clock. I thought meetings were at 9. The meetings are at 9:30, but the public hearing is set for 9:45. Okay. 15 minutes after the meeting starts.
We need something in the newspapers about it too, guys.
Yeah.
Buzz in the newspaper.
Yeah, that's how I knew that they approved it.
Yeah. Do some more.
Okay.
Front page, Alan, top half.
We actually have an editorial likely going in our paper next week. The one of the comments from the gentleman that I talked to said, well, we haven't had anybody come up and tell us and go against the wind farm.
Okay, so. We will now, because we've called her.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's interesting because
I just tried to text her.
I was in San Patricio County. I was the managing editor down there when they put in those windmills, and they had a hard time doing it. And it passed through anyway, but they had a hard time doing it. And I was like, really, y'all haven't had any controversy? And the gentleman was like, nope, nobody's done.
Why?
Nobody's done anything. You just sat here and
Their biological study.
Yeah.
This week.
They what? Say that again?
They will finish up their biological study, if not this week.
How do you spell
Peyton? They're paging up within the month.
Who's their biological study done by themselves?
You believe they hire that.
Yeah. And they're going to ask for somebody.
They hire
people to get their in favor.
I've already gotten all the birding center meetings and everybody's just.
What do y'all want Bridget to do?
We wanted to be
just
at the
tell
meeting.
Her that
to come
meeting.
To the meeting on Monday.
Yeah,
bring her husband too.
Yeah.
He's big.
He's
big.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's very good. Yeah.
They'll stir it up.
If you want, look at Comanche County and the problems they're having there as well.
Okay.
So I have, and that's interesting as well.
I can't believe they would even consider approving that, being the county, knowing that we're popular for birding.
What day is it going to be?
It probably has a lot to do with a lot of
days. Yeah.
Bridget Allenberger is here.
Yeah, Bridget. I could not think of her name.
Okay, I've texted her.
Okay.
I had to read it. I was going to say I have an email for her too. But
I'm sure some people in Palacios be interested.
I can't go on Monday, but I mean, would you be able to attend?
I will go on behalf of the tourism council.
You know, I would like to move since our mission statement and our vision statement specifically mentions birds.
Okay, well, Sue and I can go.
Yeah. I'll go. I mean, everybody got to go.
Yeah.
Try to go too.
And we will take our vision statement.
Yeah.
And let them know that we are just.
We can all go.
I'll invite
Where is it to be located?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Do that.
Where is Peyton Creek? Where is it?
It's down Wadsworth. It runs down across 521 east of Wadsworth
Right on your circle.
Cornelius. Yeah.
Probably in your counting circle.
Right in our counting circle. Yeah.
Herb Cornelius.
Are there any more comments from members? Any more comments? Do we have any public comments? Anything else you all would like to add? Jessica?
Adult comedy night at the library Friday night.
Oh, are they doing that again?
Yeah, she rescheduled it.
Friday.
And I'm going to be good.
Oh, sweet.
But there's like six or seven people signed up for about 15-minute blocks, and it's going to have free beer and wine and noodles. And it's, you know, not in like a bar type of
what time?
It's supposed to be, I think, from 6:30 to 8.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I'm adjourning.
Pam, second, Shay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Yay.
When is our next meeting?
5:01. Oh, our next meeting, yes. You guys.
Yep, Janet.
We won't have another one until September. So, September 5th, our next.
And do you think we'll be able to?
And then don't forget, subcommittees meeting on the 25th. 3 to 5.
You're supposed to be on that.
Yeah. We finished in an hour. Boom. See what happens when you're
Okay. Thank you for letting me
know. Oh.